welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord. This is the day He has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, at this point in time, our nation is in process of celebrating what we call Memorial Day. And as I thought about that, I thought it'd be interesting to see what the Word of God has to say about memorials. First, let's begin by a definition of what memorial is, and that is something that keeps remembrance alive or that commemorates, such as a speech or a ceremony, or it's a keepsake or a memento or a record or memoir, something that is written regarding a particular event. And historically, Memorial Day is generally the 30th of May. It's a day that's set aside to commemorate the service of the soldiers and sailors in the Civil War and other wars since that time. That custom arose in 1866 from the practice in the South of decorating the graves of the Confederate dead. And from this came the expression, I remember as a child hearing this, Decoration Day. In many localities, the day has come to be a commemoration of all dead. And on the graves of those who were not soldiers, they sometimes are even decorated with wreaths or flowers. So it's a time for remembering. And memorials are to help us to put into remembrance or aid us in preserving what is most cherished. Throughout history, man has marked the graves of the tombs of his loved ones. And perhaps of all the ways that memorials could be kept, they use the medium of stone. And of course, that is enduring, and that was used in ancient civilizations for cliffs and statues and obelisks and pyramids and things like that. Another medium was the book, whether it was parchment, papyrus, or paper. And as we know from the Word of God, Moses began a book, which resulted finally in the Bible, our memorial of divine revelation and human response. In Exodus, the 17th chapter, verse 14, the Lord said to Moses, write this as a memorial in a book, which he did, and it's been passed down since that time. Other memorials were religious activities. Priests offered cereal offerings. They burned with frankincense as, this is a quote, as its memorial portion, Leviticus, the second chapter, verse 2. So Memorial Days, particularly those associated with worship and feasts, have been the most meaningful. In fact, in what we commonly know as the Ten Commandments, the fourth commandment says, and this is recorded in Exodus, the 20th chapter, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remember, that's what memorials do. They cause us to reflect in memory, to remember the purpose, remember why this particular day or event is being remembered or memorialized. The Apostle Peter stressed the value and importance of remembering. In other words, to call back to our memory that we might focus on the things that are important. He said, wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of those things, though ye know them. In other words, he's saying this isn't new revelation or understanding. You know these, but I want to continue to remind you, if I'm paraphrasing, and I want you to be established in present truth. Yea, I think it meet, or fitting, as long as I am in this tabernacle, as long as he's alive, to stir you up. That brings encouragement. It brings purpose. It brings clarity and understanding. He wanted to stir the people he was writing to, as well as all generations, by putting us in remembrance. That's 2 Peter, the first chapter, verses 12 through 13. And there is a passage in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, verse 7, where we're to remember the heritage of the past. The word says, "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will shew thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee." Remembering the things that God has done for us are a very important part of our service, as well as our contributing to our walk with the Lord. It reminds us of the important things. And so we also, before the Lord, can give memorials, if you will, or set up memorials. And we do that by acts of love or service that we initiate. We decide that we're going to do as a memorial to the Lord. There's two scriptural references I'd like to share with you. The first one, there's two references in Matthew, the 26th chapter, verse 13, and in Mark, the 14th chapter, verses 8 through 9. And in the book of Mark, let's go there first, chapter 14, 8 and 9. These are the words of Jesus, where she came to anoint Jesus with very precious, expensive oil. And the disciples thought that was a rather foolish thing to do. And he said, "She hath done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever the gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her." Praise God. In Matthew, the 26th chapter, verse 13, "Verily I say unto you, wheresoever the gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial of her." And this was important. Jesus was in Bethany. He was at the house of Simon the leper. And that alabaster box of precious ointment was poured on his head as he sat at meat. And of course, the response of the disciples were, they were indignant. "To what purpose this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor." Jesus responds, "The poor you always have with you. Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me." And he clarifies, she did it for his burial. "Verily I say unto you, wherever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial of her." Now the name of the woman is not mentioned in either accounts, rather how she was used of God. She was incredibly sensitive and open to the Spirit of God, that this was his anointing for burial. She was performing a service in advance because, as we know from the following sequence of events, there was no opportunity to do that. That's why the Marys came to the tomb to anoint Jesus, and he wasn't there. He was already risen. And so also was an excess of an extravagant love that showed this waste, if you will. It goes against logic. It offends the appearance. It's a violation of everything in the natural. But she was surrendering to her passion and love of Christ, to the supernatural unseen realm, and she was worshiping. Another example, found in the Word of God, is Cornelius. He was a centurion of the Italian band, it says. He was a devout man, a Gentile, one that feared God with all of his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He was a righteous man. He wasn't a Jew, but he is given a vision. And then God sends Peter to him by giving directions to send his men to Joppa. And so as a result, it opened up to the Jewish mind and heart that the Gentiles also were to receive the gospel, because the Holy Spirit fell on them, all his family, those that were gathered there in the presence of Peter, that same Holy Spirit that the Jews received. The angel said to him, "Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God." So I just leave this to your own innovation and creativity that you can give memorials to the Lord. They represent an extravagant love and worship. It can be in your prayers, maybe a time of fasting to the Lord. It can be in your giving, your almsgiving, special offerings that you're giving as a memorial to the Lord. In relation to this, it's recorded in Matthew 6, there are ways of seeking, if you will, God's approval. He said in almsgiving that we're to give in secret. We're not to make public announcement that we're doing this. You give in secret and your Father will reward you openly. And also in prayers that are from a sincere heart, a heart that yearns after God to see the blessings of God in the lives of others. And then, of course, in fasting, because when the angel appeared, Cornelius was fasting. The Word of God tells us to lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Praise God. And then David, he gives a prayer of victory found in Psalm 21 through 4. I may not have time to read it, but you might want to just look that up, because we can give in our love and obedience and dedication to the Lord those things that will bless Him. And it's done for the sheer purpose, just like that woman with the alabaster box. It was wasteful. There wasn't much purpose, except it meant a great deal to Jesus, just like our acts of love and service done in memorial will bless and give joy to the very heart of God. Praise the Lord. Well, just a few little things I thought you might appreciate and enjoy from the Word of God on memorials. And as we remember those who have given their lives in behalf of our nation, that let us honor those that have had that willingness to die, because Jesus said, no greater love hath this than a man lay down his life for his friends. So God bless you. May you have a blessed weekend. Thank you for your prayer support. And if you have prayers, the announcer will give our contact information. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.